tonight is Chelsea Vincentino, live from Chicago. It's time for the Chelsea Show.
Hey, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. Thank you all so much for tuning in. We're so excited to be here tonight for another great Josie Show here in our ninth year. So we have a very exciting show for you all. We have joining us Catherine Shipley and Chuck Thomas. We're going to chat with them about their latest project together. I'm so excited. Then we catch up with Carl Emroy and talk about his new album. So stay tuned in. You will not want to miss a moment of this great show. We also have, of course, music for all of you from our guests, so you could jam out as well. All right, now here we go. Our first guests are here. Everyone, please welcome to the show Catherine Shipley and Chuck Thomas. Hello.
Jose.
Hello.
Hey, how are you both doing today?
Good.
We're feeling wonderful.
Good, good. Thank you both so much for coming back on the Josie Show. We appreciate it. Yes. Well, you know, tonight, of course, yeah.
You know how ironic that a few months ago we were on the show together, didn't know each other, and then we started messaging each other during, you know, before the show started, like, are you going on first? Are you going on first? And then we just kept going back and forth. He goes, hey, I have this song. And then here we are again with his song. So, wow.
Wow, that's hilarious how things just work out like that. I'm glad it did, because it really is a wonderful song, and everyone is, you know, definitely loving it. So of course, we're going to discuss this latest project, but how did, well, you guys met basically on our show. So that's my answer to that question. How'd you guys meet? Very easy.
Yes, well, basically, go ahead, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Catherine had won at the Josie Awards, you know, the same way that I had won different awards first. And, but we'd never met. So then when you announced that we were going to be on the same show, we started reaching out to each other and congratulating each other and stuff. We found out that, you know, we had a common bond in reference to our music and the lyrical backgrounds of what she wanted to actually accomplish. Me being an artist, I'm actually a seasoned songwriter as well. And that's where I find, you know, my biggest thing is through songwriting. So when Catherine said, you know, maybe you should, you know, we should write a song together, and or do you have anything? And I had written this song like 8 years ago. And I had dug it. I mean, as soon as I got off the phone with her, I knew exactly what song to pitch to her. And I went and listened to a bunch of her stuff and her voice, and I thought it was perfect. So I contacted Catherine right away, and I'm like, you know what? I think I got the song. And we did a couple lyrical changes, and I pitched it to her. She fell in love with it. And here we are back on your show with another single on the amazing Country Blast Radio.
Well, yeah, that's really, really cool how it all came together. And, of course, the latest song that we're talking about is God Gave Me All I Need. And this is a very special, very, very special song. So, Chuck, can you tell us a little bit about writing this one?
I can. And just so you know, I do want to make it even though you set us up, you get no royalties on this, Josie, just so you know. Okay? No royalties to you. So anyhow, I'm going to make a real long story short.
Yes.
8 years ago, I've been in Nashville for 11 years, and 8 years ago, I was doing my thing, obviously, in Nashville, and I had been down in the Broadway area downtown, and I was just down. I mean, I was writing songs that were not being cut. I was doing everything that I thought at the time that I needed to do, and I was just feeling depressed. And so I wound up, don't know why, wound up on a street that contained a tremendous amount of homeless. And mm-hmm. I had actually been walking on the shaded side because the sun was coming up on my left. And here I am. I have a roof over my head, money in my pocket. I have mm-hmm. everything that everybody out there would want. And I'm down, and I happen to see a gentleman across the street sitting on a corner, obviously homeless and blind. And he was sitting there, and the sun was hitting him in the face, and he was smiling like I had never seen anybody smile before.
Aww,
and I thought,
yeah.
You know what? Here I am, angry because I'm not getting what I feel that I deserve. And yet this mm-hmm. gentleman is just happy and smiling because he has sunshine. I'm like, what is wrong with me? So it changed my way of thinking. And as soon as I got in the car, I grabbed a piece of paper and I started jotting down some lyrics. And by the time mm-hmm. that I actually got home, which was like a 35-minute drive, I had the song written.
Wow, that's amazing. And, you know, it is just a fantastic song. And Catherine, when you heard the song, you know, the first time or read the lyrics, what about it spoke to you?
OMG, times 100. Because I, you know, he actually did a playback, you know, where he actually recorded it. And I listened to it and I was like, oh my God. And I mean, it literally brought tears to my eyes. I mean, it's just the lyrics are just so amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, even if you didn't even sing with it, I mean, just to read the lyrics is just, it's incredible. You know, the wrinkles right. that I'm feeling, if they could only write a song. I mean, that right there, I mean, it's just so profound to me.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, it really is. I mean, it's such a great song, and we love it here, and a lot of people are sending in positive comments about it. And, you know, I wanted to know, what was your experience like once you got into the studio together to get this recording underway? What was that like?
You know, it's funny
Go ahead, Catherine, because I think that we're going to probably say the same thing.
Yeah, we're probably going to say the same thing, because for somebody that I never met before, I had texted them after we finished recording. I said, you know what? It felt like I've always known you, because when I went in the studio, there wasn't any awkwardness. We just got right down to it. But Chuck is from Philly. So the funny thing is, when I was, the only time I got nervous was when I was recording a certain part and he sat back in the chair looking in the booth at me and kind of sitting in the chair looking like the mafia guy. And he was like, nope, that doesn't sound good. Nope, do it again. Do it again. So, you know, so I was like, this is his song. I have to get it right. But you know what? He was very supportive. I mean, he really was. Mm-hmm. And then there was just certain parts that we would do, and we would look at each other and be like, wow. I mean, it was so amazing. But again, there was just like, it felt like we knew each other forever. And even now, I text him before the show and I said, you know, you ready, Goof or Maverick? And he goes, yeah, I got you, Goof. You know, so I mean, it seems like we just always known each other.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it was very, it was, you know, because it was literally, I opened up the door and we recorded it with my producer, who, Daniel Dennis, who is absolutely amazing at Prime Cut mm-hmm. Studios here in Nashville. And it was, you know, I opened up the door and she walked in with her St. Louis Cardinals jersey on, which we'll talk
yeah,
about later.
Yeah, go Cards.
But, but I was like, you know, it actually felt like we had known each other. Like we knew every step that we were going to take through, you know, what mm-hmm. we needed to accomplish. And we had a lot of conversation through that. And it was a wonderful day. She had some friends that came along and took some photos and hung out for a little while. And I had some friends. We love inviting people into the studio.
Yeah.
So like whenever
that makes it so much
we're recording, yeah, bring people mm-hmm. in who have never maybe experienced a song being cut in a studio. We love bringing people in to hear it and stuff and experience that with us.
Yeah, that is very neat. It's a new experience to share with, you know, everyone. And we did the debut of this song on April 22nd on Country Blast Radio, and it's been playing like crazy since then. And like I said, with all positive comments. So if y'all haven't heard it yet, we do have it here with us tonight. So stay with us, everyone, while we play this amazing song. We will be right back. So are y'all ready? I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. We'll be right back with more from Catherine Shipley and Chuck Thomas. Here is God Gave Me All I Need. And we'll be right back with more at the Josie Show. Hit it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't shake hands like I used to, back when I was young and strong. These years have taken most of me, with crippled hands and sight that's gone. I heard always say for a rainy day, life lessons that went wrong. This beat up bag that I carry on my arm, it holds everything I own. I'll keep living for tomorrow. Feel the sunshine on my face. Chase the raindrops from the clouds. Sing a song out loud. You should hear me. The clouds. God gave me all I need. God gave me all I need. God gave me all I need.
And we're back here at the Josie Show with Catherine Shipley and Chuck Thomas. That was God Gave Me All I Need. Such an incredible song, and your vocals are outstanding as always, Catherine. We love it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah.
I do want to say something, Josie. Kind of what the story that Chuck was saying about where he was kind of down on his luck about things. It's kind of like me too. I'm kind of a newbie to the game. Really got serious the last 3 years of music, but in late 2016 is when I had one more shot. I thought to myself, and I think I said it on the other show about I was going to give up because everybody said I like your style, but you know, do you have a following? I was like, no, not really. And then I sent my music to Bongo Boy Records with Monique Grimmie, and they were like, hey, I got this song, kind of like Chuck, you know. And Gar Francis was like, I have the song. And then Shine Your Love won, you know, at the Josie Music Awards for Gospel Country Artist of the Year. And it just, the song is just was incredibly written by Gar. And now the cool thing is with me and Chuck, Bongo Boy has a compilation CD coming out called Homestead Volume 3 that's going to be out in a couple months. And so we're going to be on that compilation CD. And we're also, it's kind of cool. And we're also spinning on Indie Country Radio too. And then we just got put in rotation today for Bongo Boy. It's called I Spin Radio, WBBIR, which goes in the UK and Asia. So we're really excited about so many things that are happening. But, you know, the first thing was that you guys debuted it on Country Blast Radio, and we're so appreciative of that. That's so awesome.
Oh, well, we appreciate you, you know, entrusting us with it to do the debut. And, you know, it's such a fantastic song, and I'm glad that you're able to, you're getting it out there to everyone, you know, with the radio stations and all that. I mean, just request it. Request the song to Country Blast Radio, to other stations, so people can hear it from all over. And where can our listeners go to purchase this song? Where's the best place we can go?
We're actually going to do this. Oh, go ahead, Chuck. Sorry.
Yeah, actually, right now, what we're doing is we're going to let it play for a little bit so that we can actually gain some fans and some listeners on this song. Catherine and I are in talks right now what we're going to actually do with the song. So you can have us back on your show again, Josie, and we can let you know.
Yeah.
There's a little hint.
Absolutely.
There's a little hint.
Yes, exactly. You know what? You're always welcome. Both of you are always welcome to come back on the show. So anytime you have anything you want to chat about, do it, please do. And you know, this is such a great song. Like I've said, you know, it's an amazing song, and I think it would make for a great music video. Hint. So is that something you'd be interested
in
doing?
Hey, that's coming. Trust, that's coming. That is coming.
That'd be amazing. I love that. I love music videos. So if that is coming, then I am super pumped about it, and I'm sure that would be like on YouTube and all over the place. So I'm ready for it. I'm down for the cause. And
Josie,
the
one thing that I would like to say is, I mean, to all the other songwriters that are out there that are listening, you know, don't reject the fact that, you know, because you can write lyrics and maybe not sing the songs, or you can't perform the songs the way that you would want to and stuff. You're still a songwriter out there. So be inspired by what is around you. Open your eyes to see everything. Open your ears to hear everything. Because you never know when a Catherine Shipley is going to come around and take a song that you'd written 8 years ago that everybody passed on here in Nashville and pick it up and watch it grow, your little infant grow into whatever it's going to be. I mean, so if there's any inspiring words to any songwriters, it's do what you do, be proud of what you do, because you never know what tomorrow is going to bring.
Absolutely. I agree. And, you know, it just proves, I mean, you know, because this song is 8 years old. I mean, it just proves that you could really turn anything into just a beautiful masterpiece. It all just depends on, you know, who you meet and, you know, who you work with. And you two are an incredible team. I'm glad y'all found each other and were able to work on this song together. And I want people to be able to know where they can find both of you. So can you give out all of your websites and social networking sites for y'all individually so we can chat y'all up?
Go ahead,
Catherine,
Charles.
You're up. Now, let the artist go first.
Oh, he's so nice.
He is.
So for me, it's Bongo Boy Records, www.bongoboyrecords/Catherine Shipley. So it's like / all that good stuff. So bongoboyrecords.com. Sports/Catherine Shipley. I'm also on Reverb Nation, so www.reverbnation.com, and then the number 2 Steps Forward.
Perfect, perfect. Love it.
Now it's your turn, Charles.
Yes, my turn. Yes.
If you want to Google Chuck Thomas music, you'll see a bunch of things pop up. Whether it be it's under Chuck Thomas music, it'll pop up DellaCameraMusicPublishing.com. That's my website where you can read the bios and everything that's going on here in Nashville and with me. We also have videos on there. You can also search me on YouTube with Chuck Thomas Music. And if you Google Chuck Thomas Music on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, you'll be able to download some songs and or not the whole album from my new album, Cigarettes and Whiskey.
I love it. Please make sure y'all check it out. Check out both Catherine Shipley and Chuck Thomas. You won't regret it. And I want to thank you both so much for taking the time and coming back on the show and chatting with me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Josie. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
True blessing. A blessing. Thank you so much. But Josie, I do have a question because
yes.
I've had a lot of our music friends have asked. So, drum roll, when will the nominees be announced for the Josie Music Awards for 2018 that will be in Dollywood September the 8th?
In about a week.
Okay, you heard that, guys. In about a week. You heard it
in
here
about a week.
Live on the Josie Show. In about a week.
Exclusive. You heard it here first.
Exclusive.
I love it. Thank you so much, and we will see y'all soon. I know you guys you're definitely planning on coming to Josie Music Awards, so I'll see y'all soon.
See you soon. Thank
we
you
appreciate
so much
it. thank you.
Thank you. Talk soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Catherine Shipley and Chuck Thomas, everyone, please make sure you check them both out. And, you know, God Gave Me All I Need is an incredible song. So request it to all of your local radio stations, online, FM, AM, it doesn't matter. Just go and request and get them heard everywhere. It's an incredible, incredible song written by, of course, the wonderful Chuck Thomas and sung by the lovely Catherine Shipley. So please make sure you check that out. We still have another guest coming up here and some more music. So stay tuned, but I want to get through some announcements. So let's get her done. So you can get your tickets now to the 2018 Josie Music Awards. They're available only on our website at josiemusicawards.com. We're currently running the early bird discounted rate, and we are going to that's going to be until May 16th. So don't miss out. Your JMA ticket and wristband is also good for 2 days at Dollywood Theme Park. So check out the early bird discount right now. It's going on until May 16th. Check it out at josiemusicawards.com. We're super excited about it. And the nomination suggestion and submissions period has ended. However, if you are interested in performing at the Josie Music Awards, you can go to our website, josiemusicawards.com, and fill out the performance application to be considered to perform. In the Celebrity Theater in Dollywood. And then I also want to talk a little bit about the Josie Music Awards sponsorships while we're on the topic. It's for every budget. It's now available at josiemusicawards.com, so you can check those out today. It's a great and fun way to get your company, your brand advertised. So if that's something that you're interested in, just go to the main stage, okay? josiemusicawards.com. That's all you got to do. And we would love for you to see everything that's on our website and what we have to offer. You never know. Also, did you know that you could hear the Josie Show, all of our past episodes, at josieshow.com by clicking on the On Demand tab? Yes, you can. So check that out today, and you will love it. I've talked to so many incredible artists out there that y'all will love, so I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback. And I want to give a special thank you to Texas Bobby Dean for creating our amazing theme song that you hear before all of our Josie Show and Josie Show special editions. He's an incredible artist, so to find out more about Texas Bobby Dean, just go to texasbobbydean.com. All right. So now let's put on my next guest. Everyone, please welcome to the show, Carl Emoy. Hey! Welcome back to the show.
Wow, it's been years. This is a reunion.
This is a reunion. It has been so long, 4 years, I think. Oh, my goodness.
You're just the awesome sis. I can never get a hold of you anymore because you have become a star, a celebrity in your own right.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. Well, you know, I definitely wanted to catch up with what you're doing because you have so many amazing things happening right now. So I want to dig right in because you have a brand new album, correct?
That's it's coming out, and let's see here now. I'm told it's coming, going to be released on the 25th exactly. Wait a minute, on the 22nd, on the 22nd of May, and folks will be able to pre-order on there starting on the 15th. It's going to be a worldwide release. It's going to be on downloads every place, what have you. I don't know. But it's going to be quite something. And I haven't done an LP before, so it's kind of new to me, and I hope it goes well.
Yes. Oh, I know it will. And, you know, the great brand-new album is titled Straight From the Heart. And it's a big
it
thing
is. How do you know that?
19 songs.
How do you know that?
We know. We have all the info.
Wow. Josie.
We're magic.
You guys are the best. Now, you just ask me the questions, and I'll try the best and answer them for you.
All right. Thank you. Absolutely. Well, you're fabulous at this. You're natural, so don't even worry about it.
No, no. I've been doing this before, and you have for a long time. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. And so people are able to pre-order this album. And so make sure y'all do that. Get on that, because you are not going to want to, you will not regret it.
Right.
And yes. So we do have a song here that I would love to get started and play right now called Can You Forgive? But before we do that, can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Okay, I'll tell you a little bit about this song. This was in my life. Of course, it's been a rock and roll situation. A lot of singers went through this, I'm sure. We had our ups and downs, and we do some crazy stuff that we are sometimes. And, you know, I don't think no man should ever be too proud to ask for forgiveness.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
No man should ever be proud, you know, because if you do something that isn't right, you just have to own up to it, and you have to ask for forgiveness, and maybe something really great comes out of it. And I had to do that once in life, and so things worked out for the while, but not forever, but it's very important to do that. And that's how sometimes we write from experience, I believe, right? And that's how this song came about. And then, of course, I use a little bit of my own little fantasy in my music. I do. Does everybody do that? Maybe so, huh? Adds a little bit, you know, yeah. Make it, but it's believable because obviously I put my heart and soul into everything anyway, so.
Exactly. And that's what we love about you and your music, is you do put your heart and soul in everything, and it's super relatable.
And sing that, right. I can't do anything. Now, even my covers, I have, not to interrupt you at all, that's rude, but even the cover songs now, people say, well, you do these covers, and hey, a cover is fine, but you have to use your own thing. You have to do your own thing. You know, you have to become that person. You don't want to imitate anybody, but you have to feel that thing. You have to really present it properly, and by all means, be yourself, right?
Exactly. That's all you have to be, and it is such a great song, and I'm so excited for everyone to hear it. So let's play it right now, and we'll be right back, okay?
Thank you, hon. Thank you.
Thank you. Here we go. Carl Emroy here is Can You Forgive? And we will be right back with more from Carl here at the Josie Show. So hit it.
I was wrong. Didn't treat you like I should have. You just left. Had good reasons, this I know. There in the night, my empty arms long for you. Oh, darling, I miss you so. I was wrong, didn't love you like I should have. In this old house, walls were closing in on me. can you forgive and give me one more chance to set my troubled mind free? Can you forgive my foolish heart and change for good this time? Can you forgive, carry on where we left off? I understand it may take time, quite a while, to forgive me in your heart and mine. You've returned, we'll treat you like I should have. When you left, my dreams went right out the door. When nighttime comes, I'll hold you closer than before. Please, darling, don't leave me anymore. In my arms, you'll find love and understanding. I'll give no reason for us ever to part. Can you forgive and take me by my word? I love you with all of my heart. I love you with all of my heart.
And we're back here at the Josie Show with Carl Emroy. That was Can You Forgive? And I want people to be able to send you feedback and let you know, what they thought about the songs tonight. So can you please give out your websites or social networking sites so people can keep up with all of your latest and greatest?
No, isn't that, that would be so latest and so greatest. I haven't done, my people haven't done anything for me yet where to do it. But, you know, I'm probably on Facebook right now, basically, and on LinkedIn, but I do not have a website as of yet. We're working on it feverishly. See, what I did coming back from in 2016 from Germany, from a country tour. So anyways, I did sign an exclusive contract over there with Adair Records, a small independent outfit. Not too small. They're getting quite large. So what's happening, they're tying everything up and they're going to have all, pretty soon I'll be posting all that information, where and what, and the websites, and I will get to you. I will get that information to you then.
Sounds great. So until then, no, you definitely have Facebook. Definitely.
Well, yeah, and then I'll be posting also when this thing is released and when it's really happening and where all the links and everything else, and I'll make sure that you have it, that you'll be able to have it, and somebody should call in and ask for it. But Facebook is usually where I'm at right now, because I have been, as you know, I've been so traveling a little bit, going here, going there. Europe was fun, 16. I loved everything except the flying. You understand.
Right?
I mean, wait a minute.
Oh, I did.
The flying wasn't so bad, but the airports.
Right? I hear you.
I mean, the airports with the guitar and the little thing on my back and the suitcase and everything else. Oh, my goodness. I mean, I could have used a mule for crying out loud, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, by the
toilet.
Yeah, but I got to the thing and I looked, I don't know, then a cowboy hat and everything, and they thought, oh my God, who's this guy, you know? Then checking in, checking out over there, and then this, and oh, it was just something else. I was so happy to get on a plane, you have no idea. And then came the flight, and I needed the day's rest, and then immediately started doing clubs and tours and go here and go there. So it has been, since I've done that, it's been a while. So that was an experience altogether. It was real great fun.
Yes, I'm sure. Oh my goodness. Oh, that's crazy. But you know, I'm glad that everything is going well for you and your music, you know?
But you know, what's the inspiration about this whole thing? It's about what you're doing all. I've been following this really close, and I got to give you so much credit, you guys. Really, it's amazing. It's overwhelming what you have all accomplished. I should be interviewing you right now. No.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Well, you know, it's so much fun being able to talk to great artists like yourself. So it's so much fun for me. And, you know, I was wondering, because, you know, your album is coming out and all that. Are you maybe looking forward to doing maybe a music video for any of the songs? Never know.
They look me up on YouTube anytime. Now, I've had releases. We had since the Desiderata. You recall that, right? 4 years ago, we did the Desiderata, and I think I put one of these videos on your on Facebook there. And then I have on YouTube, if anybody clicks my name in there, Carl Emroy, Google. You'll find me, there's all types of, I did a Chris Christopherson Sunday Morning Coming Down. There has never been a video made of that ever by anybody, a music video. So there's one of mine there. And then there's one by Merle Haggard. Now, he did Sing Me Back Home, and I did that one. And that's on YouTube, too. That's never been done like that. So there's a lot of things have been going on. I had my manager come here out of Germany. He came to, when was that? Okay, he came over here to produce diverse type of things. There was a Canta Libre that was done by Neil Diamond many years ago. That YouTube is out there. That's in Spanish and English, what have you. And so there's been so many projects floating around. But again, I advise anybody, a younger person today, now, personally, I'd say, look, I've been on the Grand Ole Opry a couple of times. I stood on stage. I know what it's all about. I had a good friend named called Hank Snow. And so, but what I'm saying, it never really, you know, so, but never ever throw in the towel and give up. Keep on going.
Absolutely. Keep on
Never give up. And at times, you know, you get a little, you know, oh my gosh, you know, this is the end. No, of all things, who would ever I find something in Germany to get a contract, an exclusive one over there. Over here it's tough. It is really, really hard, tough. I mean, when somebody's over 39 like me, you see me on Facebook, don't you? You think I look a little bit over 39?
No. No. You're kidding me. That's why I was like silent. I was like, wait, what?
right. What's all that white hair doing? Yeah, well, hey, listen, Josie, go ahead, ask me a few questions. I just love when you talk a little bit. I let you talk too here.
Thank you. Well, you know what? I absolutely love your next song here that we're going to play, called When a Mother Rocks a Child.
Ruthie's song, yes.
Yes, yes. Tell us a little bit about this one.
Are you familiar with Ruthie Steele?
Oh, Ruthie Steele?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. She's been on our show.
She wrote that song.
Oh, wow.
When a Mother Rocks a Child. She wrote it with another fella, I believe, and I've been friends with her for 23 years.
That's amazing. She's incredible.
We wrote some stuff in Nashville together, and I've done some of her songs. I've translated about 4 or 5 or 6 of them into a German language. And maybe eventually I want to even do some of them and do them for Europe over there. But I like that Mother Rocks a Child. I think, did you listen to it already and liked it too?
Yes, yes. I heard it before the show, and I just love it. It's so beautiful. I think everyone is really going to enjoy it. And
I hope.
You know, Oh, definitely. It's so well written, and you sound incredible. So let's play it. Let's do it. I'm so
okay, Josie.
Perfect. Let's
You're so terrific. The world just thinks you're the greatest. Okay.
Aw, thank you. You're amazing, Carl. You know, you could always come back on the Josie Show anytime. Just let us know anything. You know, any new projects. Let us know.
Why did I have to wait 4 years?
I know, right? What in the world were we thinking?
Nah, you're so You're so busy in your world, too. You're so busy. I know.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know what? We definitely, you're always welcome.
It would be fair to everybody else that you get on the show, because you get so many people wanting to come in your show, and I can't blame them at all. You know, I wish everybody on the show today, too. You had some beautiful guests. I wish everyone, you know, like Kathy and Washington, Chuck Thomas, and all these people, I wish everybody really well and the best, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's what we, that's why we think you're just an incredible person. So thank you so much. And When a Mother Rocks a Child is up next, so let's play it and we'll be right back, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Here we go. Hit it.
A mother rocks a baby in the middle of the night. Her hands are warm and tender. She hums a lullaby. When he's a little older, she'll teach him how to fly. It makes the angels happy when a mother rocks a child. Oh, life can rock the cradles. Sometimes the bell will break. In human situations, we sometimes make mistakes. But you teach it all its lessons. Do our best and really try. It's a special time for dreaming when a mother rocks a child. Summer day, too soon that little baby will grow and fly away. But he will still remember when she sang lullaby. There's nothing quite so tender as when a mother rocks a child. Oh, life can rock the cradle. Sometimes the bell will break. In human situations, we sometimes make mistakes. But you teach it all its lessons. Do our best and really try. It's a special time for dreaming when a mother rocks a child. Oh, life can rock the cradle. Sometimes the bell will break. In human situations, we sometimes make mistakes. But you teach it all its lessons. Do our best and really try. It's a special time for dreaming when a mother rocks a child.
And that was When a Mother Rocks a Child by Carl Emroy. And we're back right now at the Josie Show. And Carl, we ran out of time, unfortunately, but please come back on, okay?
I will. And you have a wonderful, I wish you all the very, very best regards from here in Michigan. And we hope for sunnier weather. It's been raining like crazy over here, you know. So,
oh,
but I wish, wish you very well, you and Tina and everybody and all your fans worldwide. And you're going to go places that I know. And we'll meet up again, okay? And now everybody can just Google me there, and they'll find out all the information they need to know.
Yes, please, everyone, call Emroy. That's E-M-R-O-Y. So please make sure you find him on Google and Facebook. And thank you again so much for coming on the show, and chat with you real soon, and have a great rest of your night, okay?
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. God bless you all.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Talk soon.
Thanks so much for having me. Good night.
Anytime. Anytime.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love
Bye-bye.
It. Love chat. Bye-bye. Love chatting with Carl. He's amazing. He's such a great guy. And we're so excited to have been able to, you know, do this little reunion and catch up with what he's doing. And we'll definitely have him back on soon. And he is just great. So please make sure you check out Carl, C-A-R-L, Emroy, E-M-R-O-Y. So check him out, everybody. And I was so excited to play both of his songs tonight, Can You Forgive and When a Mother Rocks a Child. And we will be back. We'll be back. Check JosieShow.com for all upcoming episodes. Next week, my guests will be Michelle Lee and Carolina Rose. So do not miss that. It's going to be another great show. And thank you all so much for tuning in tonight here at The Josie Show. And remember, The Josie Show is originally aired and recorded live at JosieShow.com with a live internet audience. It may not be recorded, edited, or aired without written consent from The Josie Show management. Good night, everyone. Thank you all so much for tuning in to The Josie Show tonight right here at JosieShow.com. Until our next show, remember, sometimes you have to make the hard decisions to follow your dreams, but don't forget to enjoy the whole journey and make great friends along the way. Mwah! Love y'all!